Britain's ever-spiralling Brexit crisis could, perhaps, maybe, claim the Prime Minister Theresa May's leadership this week. This morning there are several reports in the UK that she could announce her resignation on Friday British time. Let's wait and see. It is, as one reporter described it, a febrile atmosphere. Theresa May has withstood a lot, but pressure ramped up in the past day when one of her key ministers, the Leader of the Commons, Andrea Leadsom, quit, refusing to get behind Mrs. May's fourth attempt at a Brexit deal. So far, Mrs. May is continuing true to form, pushing on, still trying to get support for that plan, but she has now lost 36 ministers, and more may follow. Let's go to our Europe correspondent, Bridget Brennan. Bridget, early in the morning there in London, what's the basis for this suggestion that Friday might, maybe, bring a resignation by Theresa May?
Well, Linda, on Friday, Mrs. May is expected to meet with the Backbench 1922 Committee. This is a powerful committee within the Conservative Party that's been putting pressure on her throughout this Brexit process. But she's due to meet with the head of that committee, Graham Brady, and it's expected that he'll tell her that he expects her to resign, that the party expects her to resign, that her cabinet expects her to resign, and that they want that done before the parliamentary recess. Now, she's been given a little bit of breathing room because today is the European elections, polling opening in the UK across the United Kingdom. So a little bit of breathing room perhaps, although this is a moving event as always with Brexit, but it's expected that on Friday perhaps the pressure could become too much for Mrs. May and she will finally announce her resignation.
Very hard to call time on her though, isn't it, given her stoicism. More ministerial resignations are also being talked about. Who's likely to go?
Yes, that was being spoken about yesterday, although it turned out that only Andrea Leadsom, the Leader of the House of Commons, submitted her resignation note saying that she doesn't believe the Prime Minister's plan on Brexit supports that historic referendum result of 2016. There was a suggestion that there could have been a mass resignation. We could have seen that yesterday, but that didn't eventuate. Now, we understand Mrs. May was resisting calls to have private meetings with several other cabinet ministers, including the Home Secretary, Sajid Javid, who's been touted as a potential leadership challenger, the Foreign Secretary, Jeremy Hunt. She was due to meet with him today. It's possible that some people wanted to meet with her before they put in their resignation. But for now, it's just Andrea Leadsom, although that's a big loss because Andrea Leadsom had a much more conservative position on Brexit than Mrs. May, but she had supported her throughout this torrid process.
Just on the fourth deal that Theresa May has put forward, how does it differ from the first three?
It doesn't really. That's the point, except that it has a number of guarantees in it, a sort of choose-your-own-adventure to please all the different Brexit factions in the House of Commons. And Mrs. May was trying to reach out to Labour Party MPs and to those on the crossbench, saying that workers' rights and environmental protections would be just as strong once the UK leaves the United Kingdom. She tried to give reassurances to Northern Irish MPs and to those who want a second referendum. She promised a vote would occur after any such deal is passed. She'd allow a vote on whether a second referendum should be held to put the vote back to the people and to say, do you want this Brexit deal or do you want no Brexit at all? And so that was the key point that absolutely infuriated members of her party, particularly the Brexiteers, as they're known, who want a hardline Brexit and absolutely do not want a second referendum on this contentious policy debate that's stretched on now for 3 years.
Yeah, well, hang on for a bit more, Bridget. Thanks very much. Europe correspondent Bridget Brennan on the line from London.